The British Council says it's closing its doors after its staff members were unable to gain entry visas. The organization also says its local employees have been singled out for intimidation by authorities in Tehran. Most of the 16 Iranians who were working in the council were summoned to the office of the Iranian president in December and were ordered to resign their posts. The council's London-based chief executive, Martin Davidson, told the BBC the actions of the authorities have been deliberate and the council simply could no longer operate under those conditions.
It makes me very angry that dedicated colleagues are put in a position where they are, in essence, forced to resign. It means that they give up their jobs. It means that they are no longer able to build the relationship with the UK, which they have been doing for a number of years with huge dedication.
The British Council resumed work in the country in 2001 after a break of 22 years. Mr. Davidson says by definition, cultural exchanges go both ways.
They appear to be looking for a cultural relationship with the UK, but a cultural relationship which is one way only. And you can't do that. Ultimately, we can't afford a one-way street in the cultural relations.
Some analysts speculate that nervousness about perceived foreign cultural influences in the months before upcoming Iranian national elections may have something to do with the actions. Davidson says he hopes an agreement with the Iranian authorities can be struck so the British Council can resume its work in the country as soon as possible.
Really, what worries me is that there are no winners out of this situation. Our staff lose their jobs. Iranians who are looking to build a stronger relationship and personal opportunities through coming to the UK, either for study or learning English or building academic links, aren't able to do so. Here in the UK, we are losing the opportunity to build relationships with young Iranians, which are going to be essential for our long-term future relationship with that country, because no matter what happens politically now, at some point in the future, we are going to be a strong partner for Iran. And we will need those relationships.
The council operates in more than 100 countries worldwide. The organization says last year about 13,000 Iranians took part in its programs that included English lessons and university-level study and research partnerships. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.